Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all.
Best piece of the fried chicken.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right. We got this.
When you were doing the best piece of the fried chicken this time, it wasn't so much alarming that I didn't get a third in the sequence of you doing it.
Sure.
It's that you were making unbroken eye contact with me while you were saying it.
I know how much you like it, so now I'm doing it to you. So when you hear it, dear listeners, know that I'm doing it tenderly at Mark. Maybe not. Was it tenderly or was I blank?
No, it was
staring?
Aggressively.
It was an aggressive stare.
It was an aggressive stare.
You're right. What's an aggressive voice?
I got to say this. Vegans and vegetarians, you might want to skip this episode.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be talking about animal parts.
That's right.
That we like eating.
We do love eating.
We will do a should you be a vegetarian episode later.
With the help of a doctor.
Yeah. No, we're going to decide.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
For you and your body and your chemistry, we are deciding specifically for you, all of the people of the world. It will apply to everyone.
Yeah. And then we'll decide doctors.
Yeah. Whether or not we need doctors.
Yeah. Do we need them? Lord, we do.
I mean, we need witch doctors.
Sure.
Because, you know, they bring rain.
And they tell you what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
Exactly.
We're here today to talk about... We're not here today to talk about ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
No.
We're here to talk about chicken.
Sure.
Who asked this question?
This was asked by so many people over the years. If you were to go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/We Got This Podcast, where we are now scouring for topics... where I do, sometimes I see them because I go to the group regularly. Mm-hmm. You're there less frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an area we want to pull more in from.
Yeah.
And this was one that piqued both of our interests.
Yeah.
In that it doesn't feel like it's going to be the longest episode on earth.
Might be.
We're burning through. Just so you know, if you're listening to this in April, for example, we recorded this in February because Mark is going overseas.
Yeah.
He'll be gone without recording equipment.
Yeah.
So we have marathoned our way
to make
sure that there is no disruption in your coverage.
That's also why I sound like this right now, because it was like, wake up, sit down in front of a mic, start talking.
That's right.
I don't know how you sound so sprightly.
I got up a little earlier. Set an alarm for 8:45 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up at 7:30.
Oof.
Which is terrible.
Do you, when that happened, because that happened to me this morning.
Yeah.
I woke up a little before my alarm. Mm-hmm. And then I was in the shower and I thought to myself, that alarm's about to go off. I totally forgot to just turn the alarm off. And there's nothing I can do about it right now. So I spent my shower just listening to the alarm go.
Do you have an old school alarm, right? Don't you?
I do is I set it to old phone because it's the loudest one.
Oh, you use your phone as an alarm clock.
I do have an old school alarm clock, but it is unreliable because I have to hand wind it. There's no battery in it, which I love about this clock. It's very, very analog and old school and mechanical and tactile, and I love it.
Yeah.
But it's not really an effective alarm clock because it is as reliable as a mechanical old $5 clock is.
Are we the last generation where it was more commonplace to have a watch you needed to wind? Now, like, a fancy watch is maybe self-winding where the motion, that's like a high-end watch thing.
But
I think I had a watch that I had to wind. I'm sure I did.
I don't think we're from that generation. I think that generation died during the Civil War. you think we're the last of the generations who don't have television and have to rely on the radio for all of our news?
Why are you asking me? I've got a ball is stuck in my leg and I'm going to die of dropsy. What do I care about a clock or a watch?
Hal, do you think we're of the last generation that goes to the doctor to get leached?
No, that's going to be forever. I had some of my humors removed last week, and I feel so much better now because the evil spirits were taken away.
That's good. Finally.
Yeah.
I was wondering when you were going to get rid of those because, frankly, they've been getting in the way of the show.
In the bathroom, they talked to me, but now they're all gone, and I feel so much better. I slept for a week.
Hal, do you think that we are the last generation that primarily relies on dirigibles as our air travel?
Oh, my goodness, are we? You know, I don't see as many flying ships of the sky anymore. And it's really the only way to travel.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Completely safe. I'm going to moor mine on the top of the Empire State Building next week just for a trip to the city.
Nothing sounds unsafe at all about a giant bag of combustible gas.
Not at all. I'm seeing the Ziegfeld Follies. Do you think we're the last generation who only has one outlet to plug things into in their home and they're afraid to use it?
Are we the last?
We might be the last. Hmm. I don't know. I thought that it's us and that dude in the 1920s quadrant of the Carousel of Progress. That's where it's just cords everywhere. I do love the idea that back in the 20s, like when they're like, electricity in your home. And it's like, you get one outlet, plug everything into it. And every home was just a mess of extension cords.
It was like it was Clark Griswold's Christmas tree configuration.
Oh, speaking of Clark Griswold's Christmas tree configuration.
Yes.
Did you hear about, this was at Christmas time, the cops getting called that someone was perilously hanging from their roof outside their house when it was a mannequin doing the Clark Griswold?
No.
Somebody called the cops and was like, there's a guy hanging from that house over there. He's wearing a Bears hat and a plaid shirt and a vest, and it looks like he might have stapled his hand to the he hasn't moved in a while.
And the neighbors had a Julia Louis-Dreyfus dummy that was at the window next door.
Margo.
Yeah, being blinded.
Yeah. I think it's Blound.
Oh, yeah. She was blown by the light. Blown by the light.
Ripped up like... Okay. We're going to talk about chicken parts.
Yeah, we are going to talk about... can I tell you something?
Come on.
Am I the last generation? I did not have... fried chicken. The first time I had fried chicken, I think I was like 12 or 13.
Really? Well, I mean, I'm from the South. Like, it was a staple in the South growing up.
We had like KFC and Geno's. Those were our two fried chicken places. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's what we had. We had KFC. Mm-hmm. LA is epic for fried chicken.
Yeah. What's your favorite fried chicken in LA?
I love Dinah's.
Dinah's is great.
Dinah's is great. I think Roscoe's is my favorite piece of fried chicken, though.
Would you like it if there was no waffle involved?
I don't do the waffle.
Really?
I'm not a big waffle guy.
You just get the chicken.
Yeah.
It's hard, like the perfect fried chicken, you can really judge it by how they do the chicken breast. Because the chicken, if the chicken breast is not dried out, then you know you've got like a place that's the rest of the chicken's gonna be great.
Yeah.
What else do you look for? What do you want in the crust?
Are we talking fried specifically for the episode?
We're talking fried. That is specifically has been asked a number of times.
Not just the best part of the chicken.
No.
Okay.
They want to know the best piece of fried chicken. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to throw a curveball into this one, but if we're just talking about fried chicken.
What was your curveball?
Best part of the chicken, the egg. Have them every morning.
I do have eggs a lot. I've got
the best piece of chicken is the egg. It's a piece of a chicken.
No, it's a whole chicken.
It's a liquid chicken.
It's like a chicken M&M. That's really
weird. I wish they came in different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the yellow ones were the dumb ones.
They come in white ones and brown ones.
Yeah, that's true.
But the first time I ever had fried chicken was at a family reunion.
Did it blow your mind?
I was like, this is so good. I can't believe it's been that I'd never had it before. Maybe I'd had KFC, but like what felt like homemade fried chicken. Mm-hmm. And it was so good.
Yeah.
I loved it. And now I married a woman from the South, so I get exposed to it more often. We have a Dinah's near us. So I've had Dinah's before. Nashville hot chicken is a whole other thing. Yeah. And there's a great place not far from here. Dave's hot chicken is like right around the corner from you.
I've not been to Dave's yet. It's new. It took over the spot where the world's shortest lived Arby's was.
There was an Arby's there?
There was an Arby's right there for like 6 months.
But with no drive-in.
No drive-in. Yeah.
So that's probably what killed it. It was the least convenient fast food place ever outside of in an airport because there's always a line in the airport.
Yeah. It was just sort of tucked on Lancashire.
Yeah.
It was this walk up Arby's. And I was like, oh, sweet. We have an Arby's now. And I walked because I enjoy Arby's. I like a big roast beef sandwich.
Sure.
Though I don't like, I sent you a picture. Did I send you a picture? I just told you about it the other day. The food that I thought was a joke.
Yeah. No.
It was, the new Arby's fish and cheddar.
Yes, you did. You told me about it. And then I didn't,
That sounds like something.
I thought you were kidding.
No, that's a real new thing.
Because it also feels like a joke you would write.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get an Arby's
fish and cheddar.
Yeah.
Fish and cheddar? Who puts that combo together?
Are we the last generation to wholly reject the fish and cheddar? Have we been outdated and become dinosaurs?
I don't know, man. We might be. Just by saying, like, some, you know, kid is going to walk past me with a fish and cheddar and just go, you just don't understand, old man.
Yeah. You're like, that's a gross sandwich. And they go, okay, boomer.
Yeah.
And then get on their hoverboard and it catches flames as they ride away.
Yeah. Which is sad. Like, you know why they're catching flame so much? They're catching flame.
Hey, well, don't be sure not to catch some flame from those kids.
I think it, I mean, they keep catching fire because hoverboards don't work on water.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, as we learned in Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Even the big dog will stall out over the water.
Yeah. And if it can't get near water, chances are it's just going to, you know, what's the other side of that?
Yeah.
My brain is not working. Actually, I can't formulate whole sentences this morning.
The big dog did make it over the water.
Because it had rockets.
Yeah, he jumped down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if your hoverboard doesn't have rockets, it's going to short out and catch fire. Look, if it does have rockets, it might catch fire because they make fire come out the back.
Yeah. So – the chicken breast. we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about Nashville hot chicken.
Yeah.
Which, if you've never had Nashville hot chicken, is just supremely spicy chicken. Is it hot sauce in the batter?
You fry the chicken. Mm-hmm. So you can get it with no sauce on it at all. And then you can, they will dip it and pour over it a very thin, watery sauce. At varying levels of spice. You tell them how hot you want it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've made it to medium because I like spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
But they can get really, really, really hot.
Okay. So it's like this is the place that you've been to. They treat it just like fried chicken and then they hit it with the spray bottle.
Yeah. Or dunk it or pour it over. I'm not sure how they apply the sauce. You can also get it on the side,
mm-hmm.
but it's super spicy and it's very good. Fried chicken on top of that.
Right.
At the right places. Oh. Most Nashville hot chicken places. In Nashville, you're going to get
good. Hattie B's is my favorite in Nashville.
Hattie B's is fantastic. Yeah. Jennifer and I were there in the fall. We were in Nashville for almost a week. We went twice in that time.
Nice.
So good.
Look.
Including when we landed. We got in our rental car and went to Hattie B's.
Wow.
Yeah. A suburban one that was like a way bigger. Like they opened a big sprawling one with more seating space because the Hattie B's that's downtown, it's a little bit tighter quarters.
Yeah. But it's not like, wait, are you talking, is there a Hattie B's like in the middle of like in the tall buildings downtown or is there, it?
Yeah. Sort of hidden.
I guess the one that I went to might have been one of these because it's near downtown Nashville, but it's just off a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like where the fast food joints have drive throughs at this point and are standalone buildings.
Right. And it's like a bigger, like a newer building.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one we went to. There's an older one that may be the original building, I think. That is sort of nestled in a downtown area.
Well, it's delicious.
It's so good.
So when you order fried chicken, what piece do you go for?
I always want dark meat. I prefer dark meat to white meat because white meat tends to dry out more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's you're in a situation where you're more likely to be disappointed by it. I don't mind if a chicken breast comes with it because I do like chicken breast. But I generally want drumsticks and thighs.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm the opposite. I always want the breast.
Do you like a wing as well?
I don't like wings.
Because we're talking about four main things here. We got the thigh, the breast, the wing, and the drumstick.
Right. Now you could – there are different ways to cut it up. There's like
– Sure.
There's the quadrant. So there's like the hind quarter, which would be the thigh and the leg still attached.
Yes.
The breast and the wing still attached.
Yes.
I'm going to put as – because you can – oh, this is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because you can also order this.
Right.
I'm going to put the tenderloin on there. There's five pieces of chicken.
So the tenderloin would be like a chicken tender?
Yeah.
So we
which put is that,
the meat.
Which is that strip under the breast that is just that one specific piece.
Okay. Oh, yeah. If you remove it, it's like a longer
mm-hmm.
– like, it looks like a carrot. It's a carrot or witch finger shape.
Yeah. Witch finger?
Yeah. You know, they have like a pointy finger.
Oh, man. Now I'm thinking just about a witch who has just – droopy, uncooked chicken tenderloins for fingers.
They flat when she does magic.
She has Cthulhu hands.
You can hear it go like.
Oh, God. I've always been a chicken tender guy.
Okay.
Because I'm. How are you not the chicken tender person? Because you eat like an 11-year-old.
I know I do. I like a chicken tender just fine. Like a chicken finger, also the same thing. Would you say?
No, because chicken fingers, I think, are frequent. Like, I would put chicken fingers with chicken nuggets.
In that they are completely – this is not a part of the chicken.
Yeah, it's like
breaded.
Yeah. I feel like a chicken finger is a processed, pressed shape.
Fair enough.
So a tenderloin is actually a piece.
I see, I see.
You know what I mean?
I don't hate a tenderloin. Mm-hmm. I like them. In this case, you're basically just breading chicken with something that's nice and like salt and peppery, has like a little bit of that flavor to it, gives it a nice crunch.
Mm-hmm.
You're hard-pressed to find a bad piece of it. But I like the eating the meat off of the bone. Like, you get to eat the skin – mm-hmm. Which is where all the good crunchiness is, and you get a little of the meat. Then you get to eat the meat underneath. Mm-hmm. And I like picking the bones clean. Like, that's enjoyable to me, except wings. When I order wings, I always want little drumsticks instead of flats because mm-hmm. it's harder to get all the meat out. I don't want to have to split it or do the thing where you poke it through with your tongue.
Though it is a tasty piece of meat in the middle of those two bones.
The flats are beautiful.
The flats are beautiful.
We love the flats.
So. Yeah, for me, chicken wings are eaten now as it was somebody decided, they were throwing them away. Somebody decided to throw them in a fryer and see what it tasted like, and people latched on and started doing it.
100%.
But I'm just not, like, it feels like there's too much work for the amount of meat that I get.
Right.
I'll tell you my favorite bite of fried chicken.
Okay.
Is a chicken breast, the big meaty side.
Yeah.
As the first bite, just pick up chicken breast, eat it like a sandwich. Just take a like cartoon shaped bite out of that big meaty part of a chicken breast.
Yeah.
And that is the perfect bite of fried chicken for me.
That's very good.
But I think the problem with the chicken breast is that you mentioned that it can get dry.
Yes.
That's just from not cooking it right.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It is susceptible to that. But the key is just to cook it to 165 and then stop. Everybody gets scared about salmonella. Yeah. So they just cook the hell out of it until they're like, well, this is definitely done now.
And you get chewy.
And you're like, yeah. And it also tastes like a hockey puck. Mm-hmm. But if it's done right, if you can get that like just perfect 165, it's juicy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that to me is a perfect piece of chicken. As a kid, I was always the drumstick.
Right. Is that a kid thing? I feel like the drumstick is
the drumstick
coveted. It's like a coveted piece of meat. Like on the turkey, the Thanksgiving turkey, mm-hmm. who gets the drumstick is a big deal.
Not really in my house.
Like the person with
the drumsticks are kind of left over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we never get to the drumsticks. But you're a dark meat guy. I like the flavor. Mm-hmm. Of good dark meat chicken.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of this to me comes down to how much work I have to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't like to eat a lot of fat. I don't like a lot of bones. So a thigh to me, I'm not huge on the skin. What I'll do is I'll eat one little piece of like the crispiest part of the skin. If there's a good crispy piece of skin, I'll go for that.
Let's assume for a second and then let's take a break. Let's assume for a second.
And then we'll dive in.
Yeah. For the sake of the – because we're really talking about only a few things.
We're just kind of rambling on.
And I think
on.
We're going to eliminate one right off the bat.
Wings.
Well, maybe we might eliminate two right off the bat. let's assume for the sake of argument that all of these pieces of chicken are cooked to perfection.
Oh.
So the best version of each one.
Okay.
So it's not – there are ones that can or cannot go wrong. I want to take a look at it that way and then see if there's a greater chance of error. Maybe that will count against it. But if all other things were equal, let's see which one we think is the best. And then we'll put it through a little stress test. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.
A stress test.
Yeah. We're going to stress test this chicken.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is your captain with an update from the flight deck. We'll be reaching Max Fun Drive on March 16th. That's right on time. As a reminder, Max Fun Drive runs for just 2 weeks, and it's the best time of year to support the podcasts you love. If you look towards the front, you'll see your favorite hosts with special bonus content and lovely thank you gifts for new and upgrading monthly members. Now, sit back, relax, and catch up on your favorite Max Fun shows now so you can listen to the new episodes releasing March 16th. And thanks again for choosing Maximum Fun.
Macho Man to the top rope. The flying elbow. The cover. We've got a new champion.
We're here with Macho Man Randy Savage after his big win to become the new world champion. What are you going to do now, Match?
I'm going to go listen to the newest episode of the Tights and Fights podcast. Oh, yeah.
Tell us more about this podcast.
It's the podcast of power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, woke discussions, man, and jokes about wrestlers' fashion choices, myself excluded. Yeah.
I can't wait to listen.
Neither can I. You can find it Saturdays on Maximum Fun. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
Okay.
Okay. We have a chicken in front of us.
Yes.
Quiet you. What are we going to do? Just chop it up while it's looking at us?
No. You grab the, apparently. Yeah. You grab it by the neck and you swing it around.
Oh, no.
Look, that's what they did on the farm.
Yeah. All right.
But we're not going to kill this chicken. This chicken is gone.
How the Philadelphia farm boy.
Yeah.
Giving us all tips on being country mouse.
There are farms nearby-ish.
In townships.
Yeah. There are townships and farmships.
Okay. What are you eliminating off the bat?
I think we should eliminate the thigh because there's so little meat to be had. It's a little triangle piece. Like you pop the piece out. It's mostly like a bone plate.
I honestly thought that it was going to come down to – the thigh's got more meat on it than a drumstick does. I thought it was going to come down to the thigh or the breast, honestly.
I guess if you have the thigh, the good part that connects to the chicken, you've got a bigger piece of meat there.
Yeah, the thigh is not small.
Well, in that case, we can eliminate the wing.
Yeah, the wing is – look, it's fine if you're throwing a party and you want to have wings. Look, eat what you want. Again, this is sort of the basis of this show is eat whatever you want. But we're just telling you the correct answer.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, you can be wrong if you want and eat wings.
When we're done here, I'm going to play Dungeons & Dragons almost literally around the corner from here.
Where fudge is made.
And I'm going to get chicken wings to eat.
Oh, my God.
100%. There's a place out here called Fresh Brothers, which is a chain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's one near here because there's –
they have pizza as well, right?
They do. Yeah.
There's one right by UCB.
But they bake their chicken wings.
Ooh. There's a great chicken wing place right on the corner that does broasted. Do you know what broasted is?
They broil and roast?
Broil roasted. Yeah. It's like a – I think it's like they put it in a – it's some of the best chicken wings I've ever had.
Where are they from?
Or best fried chicken I've had is Ryder. I can't believe I didn't mention this one earlier.
Are they breaded?
No, I think it's just the skin gets crispy.
Really?
Yeah. It's right next to the diner that I go to all the time.
The place we've gone?
Yeah. You've been there. Magnolia Grill.
What's the name of the wing?
Bravo Chicken and Pizza.
I want to see the Bravo Chicken Pizza.
Bravo Chicken and Pizza.
Why don't we have Bravo Chicken and Pizza?
Because we're recording right now, Hal. All right. But you want to eliminate the thigh.
I think so. Well,
all right,
I think you sold me on keeping it around. The wing can go.
We've been a bit roundabout in this episode.
I don't
episode.
Want a puzzle box to eat chicken out of. I just want the chicken.
Let's figure out what our criteria are going to be for the three remaining.
Okay.
The drumstick, the thigh, and the breast.
I'd say the amount of meat for the piece.
Yes. That's number one.
Do we care about ease of eating? Because you can knife and fork fried chicken. You can knife and fork a breast, or you can also.
I'd say, yeah, we do care about ease of eating.
Okay. Okay. So then, ease of eating.
Which is tough for the thigh because the thigh is it's a lot of little fatty pockets and a lot of.
Yeah, that it is good stuff.
See, you like the dark meat though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the dark meat, like the leg and the thigh. That's the dark meat part.
I'm a Sith Lord of chicken. I'm all about the dark side. That's it.
Did I ever tell you the story of Darth Plagueis the Thigh?
He can teach me to bring this chicken on our table back to life. I can learn that.
Not from a Jedi.
That's the most smug look, I think, in movie history.
Yeah.
Not from a Jedi. That little, lip purse that he gives him. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
How'd that meal taste?
Yeah. How did all that scenery taste? So it sounds like as we're drawing in, we were talking about criteria for this.
So ease of eating.
Ease of eating.
Amount of meat you get in a piece and the best possible version of it.
Right. Flavor. And that's the dark meat, light meat argument, basically.
Sure.
Nutrition.
Yeah.
Because
we're eating fried chicken. Do you really care about nutrition?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you the last generation that was told that fried chicken was good for you? You think Slim Goodbody is eating a bunch of fried chicken?
I'm saying it's not the worst thing for you if you eat the breast. Because it's just yes. white meat chicken.
Well, how healthy.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing to eat. None of them are. The yeah. worst thing to eat is poison. And none of them are poison.
Poison with mayonnaise on it yeah. is the worst thing you can eat.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So, but I don't like mayonnaise. And I don't like Miracle Whip. If I had to choose between the two, I'd rather have Miracle Whip.
Really?
That's a different thing.
Well, that's also a topic that people have asked us yeah. To do on the show.
Well, forget it. Forget we just said it.
Yeah.
Let's start with ease of eating. Assuming you're eating with your hands.
So,
right?
Well, have we established all of our criteria?
Yes. We're going flavor. We're going ease of eating. We're going amount of meat you get.
Yeah.
We have three pieces, right? We've got the breast, the thigh, and the drumstick.
And each one of those gets one of those criteria for the win.
Yes.
The thigh has the most flavor. The drumstick is the easiest to eat. And the breast is the most meat.
Okay.
So do we have to now rank our criteria? I think you know what? Let's just go piece by piece with these criteria and talk about it. Let's talk about the drumstick.
Yes, let's.
Drumstick is the kid piece.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Why?
Because a drumstick is like a kid's meal is always a drumstick and a side and a drink.
Because it's a smaller piece.
It's the small piece, yeah. And it's got a handle for kids, like it's easy for kids to eat.
You know what it also is? It's when you're a king, like a king eating is always eating a drumstick.
Frequently like, a king.
Bring me the chestnut, and then take a big bite of a drumstick.
Depends on how gluttonous the king is. I've seen some depictions of Henry VIII where he's just eating the whole chicken, like just biting a chicken like it's an apple.
Have you ever seen the one where he's biting into a rubber chicken and crossing his eyes? It's up on the wall at Catch a Rising Star. He was a terrible comedian because that was all he would do. He
but a pretty good king.
Was he?
Yeah, he was all right. I mean, look, he had problems with women.
Sure. Sure.
6 wives?
Yes.
Anyway, we're not talking about King Henry's wives. We're talking about chicken.
Correct.
The drumstick is the kid piece.
Yeah.
The thigh is a disappointment when I accidentally get it when I'm like, oh, I wanted a chicken breast. This is a thigh. And they're like, oh, sorry. When they reach in the bin, you know, they have the big bin of like you've at the fried chicken place and like,
right.
The thigh to me is the disappointing one that accidentally sometimes gets in the bin with the chicken breasts.
Yeah, but it's got a ton of flavor. The piece of bone that connects that one thigh piece where the drumstick connects,
mm-hmm.
that bone, which is almost the same length as the drumstick bone,
mm-hmm.
has maybe the best bite of chicken. And an entire chicken on it.
Now, that I will agree with.
So good.
But getting that one bite, I have the same problem with the thigh that I have with the chicken wing, is that you've got to go through so much to get there. And there's so much left on the plate.
Yeah.
For me, there's so much left on the plate at the end of eating a chicken thigh.
Right.
A chicken breast is – I know exactly where – I know like the bone, it's easy to pull the whole thing off the bone if you want.
Sure.
I do like it cooked on the bone as opposed to – I'm going to eliminate the tender. We were talking about the tender before.
I agree.
Tenders are fun. They're great. That's also a good kids' meal version.
Yes. That is the most kids' meal.
The most kids' meal version. Yeah. It's boneless. It's skinless.
Yeah.
But it also is kind of not as flavorful. It's
gutless.
It's it has that weird little tube in the corner.
Uh-huh.
You got to trim that out.
Your fatty tube.
Yeah.
Get your fatty tube out of my fried chicken.
Are you making fun of me now?
No, I'm agreeing with you. That's what I think when I have it.
Oh, okay.
Like, why is this plate in here? I was just having chicken.
But I think it's – look, Hal, I mean there's a reason that they upcharge if you want the chicken breast.
Because
– it's the superior –
they're greedy.
Piece.
Here's the thing with a chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you take that first bite,
mm-hmm.
the bite you're talking about, the hamburger bite,
mm-hmm.
the clock is ticking. Because it is a matter of time before the air around you mm-hmm. dries. Like it's like it starts.
Oh,
drying.
I don't think that's true.
I do. I mean, the number of times I've had chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with this diet, I will get one of the little roast chickens. I'll bring it home and I will tear it up. I mm-hmm. will tear it up, and that's what Jennifer and I will have.
Tear it up, throw it away, go get another
tear
one.
Tear it up,
tear it away. Up, just tear it up.
Yeah, see, this one's not good enough yeah. for me.
You mean tear it up and cut it up into its pieces or like shred it like a
– Oh, no. I like rip the breasts off and mm-hmm. eat that. But the second you remove them, they start drying out.
That is, I think that's more with a rotisserie chicken than a fried chicken, because that fried chicken, what happens is if it's cooked right, that, mm-hmm. that skin and the batter or breading or whatever it is on the outside of it, that layer, the second it goes into that hot oil, seals the thing.
Absolutely.
And so like a roasted chicken, I think it's a lot easier for the breast to get dry, but we're talking about fried chicken.
Sure. But I'm saying once you bite, the seal's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I think you have to eat it a little quicker than you do other. I'm not saying
how, when have you petrified. And I ever eaten slowly?
That's true.
You literally use horse as a verb on this show.
That was Jennifer that does that. I did it with Jennifer. Got me a little thing of conversation heart. We've each got each other a bigger thing of conversation hearts, but I got a little.
That's the little the little hearts that say "fax me."
Yeah, exactly. And I emptied the whole pouch into my mouth yesterday because that was cheat day, and then drank water while I chewed it, which is what horsing is.
Oh my god! How did you put a whole novel in your mouth?
Yeah, I put a whole novel. All the words were in there.
All of the words. How do you know what they even said?
I just felt it. Osmosis. It got in there. I felt very loved in that moment.
Oh my god.
And then guilt and shame until the next time I did it.
Yeah.
It's very fleeting.
Five seconds later, like, with her box of tiny hearts.
Yeah. I was like, I should take more coffee. I'll just go right into it again.
I think the thigh only wins the flavor battle. I don't think there's any other battle that it wins this.
Yeah. It's too difficult to eat. It's not, the juice is not necessarily worth the squeeze when you have two perfectly good pieces of chicken. I'm not willing
to. I love that phrase. I've never heard that.
The juice isn't
the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. No, that's great.
Wow. Oh yeah. I invented it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'll get it in a mug for you for your bar mitzvah. I'm not willing to eliminate the drumstick just yet.
Okay.
But I think the drumstick and the breast are the two finalists.
Okay.
I think that makes sense. You've got the one that is the easiest to eat, the one that gives the most meat. Mm-hmm. So it really becomes if you had the best version of each one.
So we've eliminated the thigh.
I think the thigh is eliminated.
Yeah.
For that exact reason. Mm-hmm. Yes, it may be the tastiest, but it often has the least meat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most work to get at the meat.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off with one of the other two kind of standbys. This is what we were coming to all along.
Right. I think that there's you talk about the clock ticking on a chicken breast.
Yes.
The law of diminishing returns for me exists more so, I think, in a drumstick. Like a pristine drumstick where I can get that good first bite.
Yeah.
I get a good 3 or 4 bites out of a drumstick.
Because of the amount of meat on it.
Yeah. And then the rest of it is like, you know, picking around that one long stringy piece that goes from being chicken to being a tendon.
Yep. It looks like it has a little,
little tail. Butt.
Yeah. Or like it's a deflated beach ball and that's the little valve.
It looks like a little beach ball valve.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. That to me, the diminishing returns is way more prevalent in a drumstick.
I do think here's another pitch in its favor with a breast.
Mm-hmm.
The only skin that you really can enjoy is for the part on top. The ribs underneath, there's a whole breaded section that you cannot eat.
Mm-hmm.
With a drumstick, you can eat 90 to 95% of what is breaded on it.
Mm-hmm.
The very little cap on the bottom, you can't have, and the very top. And even then, you might be able to slip it off and have it.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it is 360 all the way around, breading and meat. So every single bite that you take, you will always have skin and meat.
Mm-hmm.
With the breast, you'll get to a point where the skin has been depleted. You could run out of skin before you run out of meat with a breast.
Yeah, I can see it's that. Possible. But also, it is possible. But also, 90% of – if you're eating 90% of the good crispy skin bits on a drumstick, that's still less crispy skin than the 60% of the chicken breast that you're getting.
Do you think here's the issue is for me, it's I'm arguing with what I believe is quality over quantity.
See, I think that the breast is the higher quality
piece.
That's
the thing. You're not making that decision at all.
No.
There's no way in your world that the drumstick is better.
No.
What is the perception? Is it just the flavor of the meat?
The only difference to me, like the only benefit is that there's more flavor in dark meat than in white meat.
So you would say it tastes better.
For that first one or two bites.
But that's all you need. Then you can have the next one.
What do you just have like a
yes, give me three. I'd rather have two.
What mutant chicken are you having that has three drumsticks?
When do you go to get a bucket of chicken? That's not all from one chicken.
Yeah, it is.
It's not all.
Don't they write their name on the side of it like a Starbucks cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always misspelled.
Here you go. Here you go, Mark. This is Hank.
He was like an AT-AT. He had four drumsticks that he walked around on. And it's a shame. We never got a picture.
I know.
There's no proof that it actually existed. I mean, you know, we're talking about like a bunch of fried chicken. What are you filling your plate with? I would maybe do a breast and two drumsticks.
I would just do a breast.
That's all you want is just one breast.
Yeah.
This feels so like middle seat. It feels like a very middle seat choice.
What? A chicken breast?
Yeah.
How is that the middle seat choice?
It feels like a middle seat. I'm not saying that I'm against going with it. I'm surprised because it feels like – I don't know that it feels like the safest piece. There's just something about it that it feels like, you know, it's the breast. Who's there when you're sick? Who holds your hair for you at the toilet? The chicken breast does.
What? How does that?
Who always has an umbrella for you when it's raining outside? The chicken breast does.
When did the chicken breast being helpful equate it to the middle seat on a plane, the worst seat?
It just feels like, I don't know. Or maybe the better thing would be the aisle seat. The practical choice.
Okay.
That it's the practical choice rather than like the excitement of
a drumstick?
A more flavorful chicken.
Look, I'll tell you this. If you ordered fried chicken, a two-piece fried chicken.
Yes.
And one of those pieces was not a breast, I think a big chunk of this population would be upset by that.
Because you don't think you're getting value.
You're not getting value. Yeah. If I ordered two-piece fried chicken and it was two drumsticks, I would send it back.
Oh, I would be so happy.
That's so funny. Yeah. It's just – there's just not much there to me.
But then it is quality versus quantity a little bit. I'm not saying the breast is a low-quality piece. I'm saying that there's great taste in a drumstick. There's just not enough of it.
Yeah.
Whereas the chicken tastes good. The breast is good. There's just a lot more of it.
Yeah. I don't think I have the chasm between the flavor chasm between dark and light meat that you have, though.
Flavor chasm is a great name for a band.
We're Flavor Chasm.
Yeah.
That's Jiminy on the
drumsticks.
On the drumsticks.
Oh, Lord. What am I going to do with you?
Keep me forever, Punkin.
Keep me forever.
It's the chicken breast.
You know, I do enjoy – I do like cutting into a chicken breast with a knife and fork and eating it.
It's beautiful.
I know that's not one of the criteria we talked about.
Yeah.
But it is – you can sort of pick it up and eat it like a feeding like lion or vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can knife and fork it. I'm willing to, and I've had very good chicken breasts, and I do enjoy a chicken breast. So I will cede this to you. I think you've made a good argument.
Can I just want to add one more thing to my argument. Now that you've already ceded, I don't know why I'm.
Son of a, go ahead.
You can't make a drumstick sandwich.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say that before we decided.
Wait, are you making drumstick sandwiches?
I would love to. I would take the meat and make a sandwich with it.
All right.
You don't make a chicken breast that you have to take it off the bone.
Most chicken sandwiches are a boneless chicken breast.
Exactly. You just take the meat off and put it in the bread.
That new Popeye sandwich is.
I haven't had it.
Oh, it's so good.
I really want to have it.
Chicken breast.
Yeah, of course it is. They all are.
Yeah.
Chicken fried chicken steak is. Never mind. I got lost. People of the world, the best pieces of chicken breast. Enjoy your combos. Enjoy your chicken combos. Why don't you? And you can have whatever you want. We say it all the time. But there's only one thing you could be having that is actually correct, and that is the chicken breast. It is the best piece of fried chicken, except no substitutes. Asked and answered. And it's finger-licking good.
When are they going to hire us to be the new colonel?
I don't know. What are you going to sit on my shoulders? And then we'll sneak into a chicken theater.
A chicken theater?
Yeah. He's the only one allowed in.
Oh, my God. That's so ridiculous. I'm just picturing all the chickens from the Muppets, of Gonzo's girlfriends.
Yeah, and all trying to sneak into a theater together.
Well, before we go and sneak into a theater together, probably to see Cats.
Sure.
We have some people to thank.
We do.
So who asked for this topic?
So many people. Everybody who suggested it. At least three different people suggested this in the Facebook group. You can reach that Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/ We got this podcast. Share your chicken stories with us. We want to hear about the pieces of chicken that you like, even after we've decided which one is the best. You can also email us at wegotthispodcast@gmail.com or
reach out to us on Twitter at wegotthistweets or check out the Maximum Fun subreddit. Who knows? A flame war could be happening right now.
Thank you to producer Ken Plume, researcher Kate McManus, graphic designer Uri Kelman, and QA engineer Jen Alba.
And thanks, of course, to our musicians, Jonathan Dinerstein and Mike Furman, for our score and theme song, respectively. And thanks to you, our listeners, the people of the world, for giving Hal and I a chance to talk chicken on a Sunday morning. Sunday morning coming down, baby. It's just like that, Johnny Cash song.
That's right.
For Hal Loveland, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
And for Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Loveland. And don't worry, everybody.
We got this.
We got this.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.